As Congress and the Biden administration continue talks on a new round of COVID-19 relief, the IRS is continuing to investigate fraud in previous versions. The new measure could include more stimulus checks, which have been a popular target for scammers. With me to talk more about this is Ismael Nevarez Jr. He's the special agent in charge of the criminal investigation of IRS and is responsible for overseeing Arizona and New Mexico. And Ismael, how much of what you and your agents are looking into these days has to do with fraud or other kinds of issues related to COVID-19?
You know, this past year, IRSCI has been applying some significant resources on protecting Americans, you know, from COVID-19 fraud schemes. IRS has been, you know, focused on delivering economic impact payment checks, and they've been very successful in doing that. But the criminals are trying to take advantage as much as they can in stealing these funds from Americans. And IRSCI has been working with all of its stakeholders and its law enforcement partners in the community to try to quickly identify these fraudsters, to protect individuals who are trying to be defrauded by these bad guys. We've already initiated a number of criminal investigations. We've already worked with the U.S. Attorney's Office to indict a number of these individuals. And so despite the pandemic, IRSCI has been working very hard to protect America's taxpayers from fraud.
Have these frauds been attempted to be done in similar ways or different ways than sort of your run-of-the-mill non-COVID-19 related fraud?
You know, they continue to use some proven, you know, schemes that have been successful for them in the past. And as an example, we've seen these phone calls, these unsolicited spam phone calls to taxpayers where they have a recording that says that it's supposedly from the IRS and that they're calling in order to verify the individual social security number and their bank information in order for IRS to deposit the economic stimulus payment into their accounts. And as you know, IRS never proactively contacts a taxpayer via telephone, never asks a taxpayer to provide their identifying information over the telephone. So those types of, you know, scam robocalls seem to be very prevalent, along with, you know, the use of smartphone technology where people are receiving these unsolicited texts on their cell phones, asking them to click on a hyperlink and verify their social security number, bank account information, and mailing address, all in an attempt by these fraudsters to steal the taxpayers' economic stimulus payment.
I'm wondering if you and your agents have also been working on issues related to the Paycheck Protection Program. We saw that there were some issues with that, especially early on. Is that an area that you and your folks were dealing with also?
Yes, we are. You know, this past year, IRS has been working very closely with the Small Business Administration to ensure that any application that's received for that type of loan is a legitimate, you know, application, that it's in fact a business owner that's submitted the application. And we're also working very closely to ensure and analyzing these loans to ensure that if a loan was issued, that it was in fact used as requested, meaning to fund the paying of payroll for employees. So we have investigated and already arrested a number of individuals who submitted fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program loan applications. Individuals who established fictitious businesses all with the intent of receiving one of these loans. And we've responded very quickly to identify these people and investigate them and arrest them.
Was that a large percentage? I mean, did you find a lot of these types of cases?
No, you know, thank goodness. No, you know, it's still a very, very small percentage of fraud involved in the program. But, you know, we've been working very, very diligently. We've been very responsive to ensure that this type of fraud doesn't grow.
Well, when the federal government does the kinds of things that it has been doing over the past several months with regard to the pandemic, lots of money going to different places, lots of different programs, I would imagine that sort of inherent in that would be an increased workload for you and your agents, right? I mean, it's just based on the sheer quantity of money and the sheer amount of paperwork and other bureaucracy that people are trying to get their hands on this relief.
You know, one of the things that I'm most proud of from my 26 years of experience of working in federal law enforcement is my agency's ability to do so much with so little. You're absolutely right. On a daily basis, a new type of fraud scheme spawns, and it's been no different with this COVID-19. As an example, we've seen scams where individuals are setting up completely fictitious charities and then soliciting donations from individuals or groups. We've seen, you know, criminals offering investment opportunities to invest with companies that are supposedly working on, you know, the vaccine and distribution of the vaccine. And again, despite the fact that these schemes continue to spawn on a daily basis, my agency is incredibly nimble. You know, we also have been very, very successful in using data analytics to quickly identify these schemes and in many instances to stop these schemes before they begin.
How long do you expect COVID-19 to be such a major part of what it is that you and your agents do?
You know, that's a great question, and obviously one that, you know, it's difficult to answer at this point. You know, we continue to see these types of schemes, these phishing schemes, these emails, these text messages, and I can see us investigating these types of cases for in the near future. But I think the more success we have in arresting these individuals, prosecuting them, publicizing that someone has been arrested and sent to prison, it's our goal that it deters people from wanting to commit one of these types of crimes.
All right. Ismael Navarez Jr. is the special agent in charge of the criminal investigation of the IRS. He's responsible for overseeing Arizona and New Mexico. Ismael, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Mark.